The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to talk to the presenter of Screen Time, John Fardy, for our series Box. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You are Billy Joel's number one fan.
I claim to be, certainly in Ireland. Yes, it was the first concert I ever went to when I was 14 in Wembley Arena. And this guy came out and played the piano like Bruce Lee and Shostakovich and was just incredibly entertaining. And the stuff that happens to you when you're 14 stays with you a long time. So I was delighted when I got word that there was a 5-hour documentary.
It's two-parter. Two and a half.
Yeah, called Billy Joel and So It Goes. And obviously I'm biased, but if I didn't think it was a good doc, I would tell you, because I've a vested interest in it being a good doc, but there was stuff in this I didn't even know about. It's kind of revelatory. And his MO, apparently, this is Billy Joel's, was ask me anything and the people who contribute say what you want. He's 76. He's just turned. He has some health issues at the moment and I don't think he cares anymore. Hmm. So it's the most honest he's ever been. And as I say, it's very revealing.
Now, I was watching it last night and It was very interesting to see his beginnings. I mean, And not auspicious, really. He wasn't cool.
No, he wasn't cool at all. And his childhood was very tough in lots of ways. His father left when he was 7. His father was a deeply complicated guy who fled Nazi Germany, went to Cuba, fought in World War II, came back. He famously said to Billy when he was young, life is a cesspool. Like, this was heavy stuff. Left when he was 7. He didn't see him until his 20s. In fact, he had to track him down.
And I figured maybe I could track down my father somewhere. Because I'd never heard from him. I never got a card, not a phone call, nothing. And I was wondering, is he dead or alive? The day I was leaving to go back to the States, I get a telegram. And it says, we found your father. And I'm like, oh my God, they found my father. Where? How do I do this? And then I found out my father lived in Vienna. I went to visit my father's apartment, and there was a little blonde boy. I found out I had a half-brother.
I met Bill when I was 5. I remember that moment. It was my first day in school, and I just can't get out of school. He read me a goodnight story.
I saw pictures of my father playing in the snow and skiing, and I said, he never did that with me. What did I do? How come I never heard nothing?
The fundamental lesson you learn from this documentary series is that stuff happens and you get over it.
Yeah, and he's one of life's survivors and plenty of stuff happened to him. Like, you fast forward to his career, his first album is called Cold Spring Harbor. Some nice songs on it, but it's kind of, he's finding his way. It was recorded at the wrong speed. He sounded like a chipmunk, you know? Then later on in his career, when huge success came, very clever idea. His ex-wife, he decides he's going to get her brother to manage him. So his brother-in-law manages him. And I think of all the larcenous stories we hear about rock stars taken to the cleaners, this may be the worst.
How much?
90 million. At best estimate, it could even be more. To the point that apparently it was showing up on the FBI wires. As in, there was such nefarious transactions taking place that it started to alert higher echelons of American society. He was somewhere up in Maine and a lady at a hotel said to him, I heard you bought the hotel the next town over. He said, no, I didn't. So his ex-manager, who was the godfather to his daughter, Alexa, was buying racehorses, hotels. You have to ask, I'm a big fan, how do you not miss $90 million, you know? Yeah.
Now, he did recover from that financial setback.
He did. He made it all back and then some. His current total is about $500 million. What's also great in this documentary is all the people in his life who, by his own admission, he may or have mistreated to certain degrees. You know, Christy Brinkley, one of the world's, certainly in the 80s, top supermodels. Elle Macpherson, he met them both at the same time. And, you know, he's an ordinary looking man. And I can say that with some knowledge of that condition, right? And here were these two beautiful women draped over the piano. Then Whitney Houston shows up. This is how he met them.
And then in comes Elle Macpherson. She is a huge Billy Joel fan. She's got this gorgeous body and she's draping the gorgeous body all over the place to try and get his attention.
So I'm chatting up Elle, I'm chatting up Christy.
All of a sudden this young girl comes over and goes, well, I can sing too.
Yeah, sure you are. Like, yeah, don't bother me, kid.
This young, beautiful girl comes out with this voice.
It was Whitney freaking Houston. They were all beautiful. They were all models. And I was just a schlub with a sunburn playing the piano.
He was a sucker for a pretty girl.
He certainly was. And he's been married four times, as he says about his current wife, may the fourth be with me. But they're all on. That's what I love about this. Everyone speaks. They're all on camera. They talk a lot about his drinking, which he's open about. He doesn't drink anymore. But that clearly seemed to be a big problem in relationships for him.
I found it very interesting that his best bosom buddy as a young guy was a guy called John Small, who was married, had a kid, and he falls in love with John's wife.
He falls in love with John's wife, who becomes his first wife, Elizabeth Weather. They had a son together. So he said he felt like a homewrecker. John Small punched him. And they didn't speak for ages, but he's back in his camp and they've been friends for a long time. So,
But I mean, the depth of his love for her, what was her name? Weber.
Elizabeth Weber. Some of the great songs are about her. Just the way you are. She's always a woman, you know. He adored her.
He attempted to take his own life when he realized he had lost the woman he was in love with and also his best pal.
Exactly. And he felt like a failed musician. And, you know, he tried twice. He was distraught about that. But they spent 10 years married. But then, you know, as the way of rock star marriages go, it fell apart. But Christie Brinkley was only 3 months around the corner. So things picked up for him, I guess.
Okay. You know? Anyway, when can we see this?
So it's not till next weekend, but I'm not here next week. So I thought you'd indulge my Billy Joel fandom. It's going to be on Sky Documentaries next Saturday and Sunday and Now TV. It is a brilliant watch, isn't it?
It is not absolutely just a brilliant watch. This text came in from Mike from Rumble Thumbs. Shot an interview with Billy Joel in London years ago as part of a TV series. Really decent. Gave me further access, despite his tour manager, to shoot further opportunities at his Brixton concert later that evening. Really decent guy.
Good to hear.
John Vardy, thank you very much. And that is all we have time for today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.